Paddy, should I record or does it work both ways?
It'll work.
It'll work?
Yes.
All right, everybody, welcome. The highest in me bows to the highest in you. May this be the happiest, happiest day of your life. Let's take a minute to center ourselves. And I'll take a deep breath. Slowly open our eyes. All right, welcome. If you want to put your video on, you can, up to you. So I was getting a sense that more important than the amount of money we have is the feeling of abundance, the feeling of prosperity, the feeling of that there is so much opportunity, the feeling of being on track and being successful. Because sometimes you can have a lot of money and still not feel those things. Because there might be a time in your life when you really dreamt of having the amount of money that you have now. Isn't it? And now you're here, and now suddenly they can all be. So, I mean, we have to be a little careful that there'll always be more and more and more. So we should be growing and expanding. At the same time, more important is that deep sense of, you know, that I'm just so blessed and I'm so fortunate and it's infinite possibilities. And one of the things we did in the Prosperity Portal was I played that game with you of reducing your income and increasing your income. And that's actually a very powerful game. I don't know how many of you realize that. The game of being equally inwardly feeling that prosperous, irrespective of the figure. Your salary could become half, your salary could become double. Your salary could become 1/10 or multiply by 10. It could become next to, or it could actually become zero, or it could become 1,000 times what it is right now. And still inwardly to feel that prosperous and that abundant. So to me, that is quite an important one. That inner sense is very important. So I'd originally said that we will read The Science of Getting Rich. And as I was reading it, and as I was also reading some of the comments, I got a sense that for some of you, it's going to sound a little archaic. I really like the book, and I know some of you did. But I know that the languaging is a little old, and the example a little bit old. And he's got a slightly patriarchal way of communicating, which is putting some of you off. So I thought, why not follow this principle, which is that if you read a book once, you remember between 6 to 10%. But if you read a book twice, you remember 60%. That's actually something they found. So I thought, why not quickly revisit The Good Millionaire again? And also this book, Money Isn't the Problem. This is a good book. One of you actually shared this book on the platform. So I thought revisiting this, there will be some new questions that will arise, some deepening that will happen. And that's what my plan is for today morning. I changed the plan late at night. So I don't know if you saw the message. I put a message in the group. So I'm feeling The Science of Getting Rich. I mean, I still like it a lot. I feel you can read it on your own and you can ask any questions that you have. So that's the plan for today. This morning, I also restarted. In fact, yesterday I restarted something I used to do years back. It's a suggestion by Tim Ferriss. It's a practice called the 5-minute journal. 5-minute journal is the kind of journaling you do 3 minutes in the morning, 2 minutes in the evening. You can do it with paper and pen, or you can get an app as well. And every morning you're supposed to spend 3 minutes journaling, like a micro journal. Which book are we doing now? We're going to start with this, and then we're going to go on to Money Isn't the Problem. So I want to do this at 2x speed, what we did last time, and remind us of the main concept of this. Because I was thinking, there's no point endlessly learning new things if we haven't fully absorbed what we've already learned. So I don't know to what extent we have fully absorbed this book. I think there's still something here to look at. So Tim Ferriss recommends the 5-minute journal. So what you do in the 5-minute journal is you write down that there are actually 3 questions to answer in the morning. Let me just mute you guys temporarily. 3 questions to answer in the morning, 2 questions to answer in the evening. The first question in the morning is 3 things I'm grateful for. You write down 3 things you're grateful for. Next question is 3 things that would make today great. So you write down what would be 3 things that will make today amazing, make it all really awesome, really great. And finally, you write down an affirmation. So today the affirmation I think I wrote is that I'm better than yesterday, thanks to the power of awareness and love. That was my affirmation today. I'm better than yesterday by the power of awareness. I think I used the word presence, by the power of presence and love. And you can write it once or more than once. So that's 3 things in the morning, takes about 3 minutes. 3 things I'm grateful for. 3 things that will make today great. And an affirmation. And then at the end of the day, you continue for 2 more minutes. You write down 3 highlights of the day. What were 3 amazing things, 3 high points of the day for you, 3 highlights of the day. And you also write down 3 things that you can do better. Like there were some improvement points. Like I missed that, or I could have done that, could have kept that in mind. So 3 things that will make tomorrow better. And that's actually a great way of phrasing it. So instead of saying what went wrong today, which kind of makes you feel bad, you say, what can I do better? In fact, that's the difference between feedback and feed forward. Feedback is like, for example, some of you attended my session yesterday. So feedback, well, Nitya, this went well, but Nitya, this I did not like. That would be feedback. And feed forward would be, Nitya, this went well. And I'm wondering if we can do this differently next time. That would be feed forward. You see, the energy is very different. Feedback and feed forward. Feedback, I feel, oh, I should have done it better. I made a mistake. Then I feel, oh, nothing can be done. Now the session's already over. But feed forward, yeah, that's a really good point. We can actually do it better next time. People tend to be more receptive for feed forward than feedback, including you. When you give yourself, like I used to write this maintain a diary where I thought I was being very honest. I'd write down all the good things and all the bad things of the day, you know, very honest. But actually, without realizing, I was reinforcing those patterns. In fact, I looked at that diary years later. I said, I'm writing it day by day. It's not changing much. So despite, you would think awareness would change it, but awareness doesn't always change it. And awareness can sometimes, if you're not careful, it can reinforce it. I'm like this only then. That becomes like a fixed mindset. So to shift from fixed mindset to growth mindset, we have to ask ourselves, okay, if that's what I don't want, then what is it I really want? Give your attention to the solution instead of the problem. What would be something that makes it better? What can I do differently next time? And that would be growth mindset. So this is great. A lot of things come into this 5-minute journal. Gratitude comes in, prioritizing comes in, power of intention comes in, end of the day reflecting comes in, and looking forward, improving from our own mistakes comes in our little missteps comes in. Right? So that's 5-minute journal, nice little practice. And I was noticing, see, I have the 5-minute journal app, which I rebooted yesterday. So I was doing this regularly in 2018. And what the app allows you to do is, if you want to, you don't have to, but it allows you to take a photograph also of maybe what you're grateful for or some part of the day, or maybe where you are that morning. You have the app, awesome. Yeah. So I was looking in 2018, like, wow. I mean, every single day, like if you ask me otherwise, I would have forgotten what I was doing on this day, 2018. But there I can tell day by day, oh, I met this person. Oh, I would, in fact, I'd say I was at the airport. I felt like a celebrity because I met 3 people on the airport who recognized me. Like I would have completely forgotten that, but the app says, you know, that happened. And then I gave this talk and I met this person. So it's actually very nice that you actually, the highlights of the day that, oh yeah, that happened. Otherwise chances are you'll not remember these things. So I think it's a nice little practice to start. It's for 5 minutes. It's quite a lot of, it's a big punch for 5 minutes. A lot of juice, just 5 minutes of your day. 5-minute journal, yeah. App is called 5-minute journal. And of course, you don't have to have the app. You can just do it in your notepad or whatever, you know. Or you can use your notes feature of your phone as well, or a journal feature of your phone. One step in the right direction is worth 100 years of thinking about it. So while we all did this book last time, I wonder how many of us actually took concrete steps and how much of it just remained at the head level. So let's actually take steps. Let's not just leave it at the... You're raising your hand, Savita? Go ahead.
It's by mistake, Nitya.
Always by mistake.
I'm not able to.
I'll put it down for you. Imagine if you were in a physical classroom and Savita's raising her hand. Savita, why are you raising her hand? Oh, it's by mistake. It's by mistake. There should be a funny video about how...
The joke in the class.
So the philosophy of T. Harv Eker: you can be kind, loving, balanced, peaceful, and really, really rich. That's his life philosophy. It's a good philosophy, right? We should come up with our own life philosophy, whether it's similar or different, doesn't matter. But the point is, because you end up living out your philosophy, you can be kind, loving, balanced, and peaceful, and really, really rich. Even though this may not be the final version, why don't you write down one sentence life philosophy in the chat? What is your life philosophy? Come up with something. I'll also come up with something. What are people saying? To be happy and spread happiness, says Vikash. Savita says, live life at its fullest and learn how to put the hand down. Prashansa says, be true to myself and others. Nitin Gupta says, to be of assistance to a lot of people and be very rich. Radha says to be a channel of blessing and to serve. Nathan says spread happiness to everyone. Lakshmi says, I can be kind, gentle, loving, yet make an impact. Nandita says to be productive and growth oriented. Shilpa says, I can be kind, generous, courageous, and an enlightened billionaire. I love it. Stay where you thrive, says Mausumi. Nathan says, love your dream. Padmanja says, never let anyone else decide how you should feel about yourself. Right. Padmina, that sounds like a great statement, but I'm wondering if that is good enough to be a life philosophy. Just a thought. Like it seems to me, I think you could do a little better than that. Because it seems like quite negative, kind of a, I will not let others decide, which is fine. But then what do you want to decide? I would love for you to phrase it in a more positive way. Shri Kumar, spreading possibilities. Seema, I matter, I make a difference. All right. Raj says, I can be innocent, playful, and a student of life, a channel of infinite love and blessings. Lovely. Rajesh, leave things better than what I got. Jyoti, loving, kind, stress-free, enjoying every minute in joyful life. Yeah. Have a look at what people have written, and if you want to take up some elements of what they wrote. And Kirti says, I can give more, serve more, and earn more with all the peace and prosperity. Wow. And I've written to be a channel of the highest possible wisdom, joy, and magnificence in the world, for the world, as the world. And Chinnar says to be kind, equanimous, and a source of abundance for myself. All right, great. There are many more. I don't think I can read all of them. But that's great. Let's keep going. So this book has got some accelerated learning principles. Things like, good or good, true or true, right? And once in a while, mentally filling in the blanks of the questions I ask. and also saying, patting yourself on the heart, you know, good job, encouraging yourself as you learn. These are some of the ways to do it. So now, first of all, what is a good millionaire, right? So a good millionaire is someone who becomes wealthy by doing good for people. Now, the difference between a millionaire and a good millionaire, it's not just simply someone who makes a lot of money and then uses their money to help others. That's wonderful, but that's not what this book is about. This teaching is about the process of making or earning your money by helping a lot of people, good or good. Now that you know what a good millionaire is, it's time to become one. Let's get started. Right? So what's the difference between a millionaire and a good millionaire? Millionaire can make a lot of money and may or may not do good. But in your case, you are making a lot of money by helping a lot of people. Step one. What is step one? You remember step one? Don't look at your notes from last time. Supportive beliefs. Supportive beliefs. What are the supportive beliefs and what are the non-supportive beliefs? So what does TFAR stand for? T leads to F, F leads to AA, and A leads to R. So now we're getting to know how much you remember from last time, right? Thoughts lead to feelings. Feelings lead to actions, and actions lead to results. So what do thoughts lead to? Feelings. Feelings lead to action. Action lead to results. So now what is the source of your results? It's your thoughts, isn't it? It's your thoughts. Thoughts are the source. So if you want to change your results, what do you have to change? Change your thoughts, your way of thinking about it. Unfortunately, due to past programming, most people's thoughts and beliefs around making or having a lot of money don't support the result of making or having a lot of money. What about you? You know, this is very interesting. It's like a thermostat of an air conditioner or of a fridge. There's a thermostat. And the thermostat kicks in. Have you noticed? When it becomes too cold, it'll kick in to put it off. If it gets too warm, it'll kick in to put it on again. The thermostat. So I'd like to propose that each one of us has a thermostat when it comes to money as well. You have a range. So if you're making less than that, it'll kick in. You'll start working extra hard. You'll sleep less. You'll do whatever else. You will push yourself to make at least that much. Something's off. Your thermostat gets kicked off. Something's not right. You're earning less than you're used to. But also equally, if you start earning more than, then again, thermostat will kick in. Hey, what's going on over here? And you start sabotaging yourself. You'll make bad investments. You'll get cocky. You'll hire someone very expensive. You'll do something foolish. And you will start reducing. This is actually going to, have you noticed this in your life? A thermostat? That it kind of works both ways. So then the real thing to shift over here is our thermostat. So I think somewhere in this book, he says, what would it be like? This is a good thought, right? Would you like to earn $10,000 a day? Suppose that's your thermostat. $10,000 a day. So what level of thinking and action, thinking, feeling, action, and results do you need to earn $10,000? Just as a marker, just as to get you started, right? $10,000 a day. Like I said, if you divide all the wealth in the world, each one of us deserves $11 million. And that's like the basic amount, $11 million. So if your thermostat is less than $11 million, you should ask yourself, why am I doing that to myself? $11 million is basic, hota hai na? That is the basic need. So instead of saying roti, kapda, and makan is my basic need, you say, no, $11 million is my basic. Why not? And then from there, you can go more or less as you like. Fine, keep going. Thermostat. So time to re-choose your beliefs. Success beliefs lead to success and broke beliefs lead to broke. Now he's saying broke does not mean no money. Broke just means not doing as well as you could be. So outwardly for some people, we are very successful, but inwardly you might still feel broke because you might feel that way. Wait, I can do much better than this. You know, come on. I'm playing really small. So then I would say that you still have broke beliefs, even though outwardly you maybe compared to your neighbors and your friends, you're doing really well. But inwardly, you feel, I'm playing really small. I can do better than this. One thing, if you see biographies of really successful people is, you find this common thing in their biographies. that their standards and their belief in themselves was their standards for themselves and their belief in themselves was usually way higher at every stage in their life. Or maybe in some of them were underconfident in the beginning, but usually they have a sense that, no, I really deserve the best. Rose Kennedy, for example, you know, at the breakfast table with her 8 kids, she would tell them, now kids, every morning she'd tell them, okay, now kids, breakfast time, remember, you're all going to be world leaders one day. So behave like that. You're all going to be, she'd tell her kids every morning, you're going to be world leaders one day. Yeah, 3 or 4 of her kids were actually world leaders. But of course, a couple of them got assassinated. So I'm not sure that's the best affirmation. I think the better affirmation is that you are all geniuses and you're here to make a powerful difference in the world. Like imagine at breakfast time, we reminded everybody, all right, people, all of us are geniuses and we're all here to make a powerful impact. Let's enjoy breakfast. Then that's actually going to become true. What you think about and think about, you bring about. Right? So your inner world creates your outer world. So what creates your outer world?
Inner world.
Your inner world. So what's the first broke belief? If I have more, someone else will have less. This belief is based in fear. What will scarcity mentality keep you? It'll keep you broke. You're taught from a young age that if you want too much, you'll become greedy. But the truth is there are hundreds of trillions of dollars in the economy. Yes or yes. Meaning that there's more than enough money for everyone who's willing to earn it. There's more than enough money for everyone who's willing to earn it. Good job. So your having more does not prevent anyone from having more too. So there's more than enough money for everyone and there's more than enough money for you. So you shouldn't have the sense that if I have more, somebody else will have less. This is scarcity thinking. It's not like that. So hand on heart. There's more than enough money for everyone. In fact, let's use all the words. There's more than enough success for everyone. There's more than enough prosperity for everyone. There's more than enough abundance for everyone. And also there's more than enough happiness for everyone. So I don't have to play small. More than enough for everyone. In fact, in that book, Science of Getting Rich, that's one of the first things. It's actually similar. For one of the first things he says in that book is the same. He says there is an unlimited supply. And there's a substance from which everything is made, and that is unlimited in nature. So it's quite similar to what he's talking about. You have to shift from limited thinking to unlimited thinking. I earn a lot of money by helping a lot of people. I'm a good millionaire. So second broke belief, if I try to make a lot of money or try to get rich, I might fail and then I'll get disappointed. It's like, why should I even try? Because chances are I'll fail and then I'll feel sad about myself. This belief is based in fear. Maybe you were taught that you shouldn't even try to make a lot of money so you don't fail and get disappointed. This is one of the worst strategies for life. He straight up says the worst strategy of life. Imagine you're a coach telling your players, why try? You might lose. That is very strange for a coach to say. Such a coach should get fired. The idea of don't try to succeed so you don't fail or don't get disappointed is how losers, and which is simply people who lose, think and talk, not winners. So raise both hands in your air as if you're celebrating and say, I'm a winner. I'm a winner. I'm a winner. I'm a winner, right? If you say, I'll not play the game so I don't lose, then you've already lost. I mean, before it could start, only you've lost. There's also a powerful book called The Aladdin Factor, which is about the power of asking. And it says, you know, if you don't ask, you already got a no. But if you ask, at least there's a possibility you'll get a yes. Sometimes I do this just for fun. You know, I go to a shop, which normally there are no discounts in this. Like maybe it's a bookstore or it's a clothes shop. And then just before checkout, I say, so what's the discount? And it's quite surprising. Sometimes they're like, yeah, okay for you to do that. I said, wow, that's cool. I didn't even know there was a discount. I just said, what's the discount? And he actually sometimes gives me a discount. Not every time, of course, but it's once in a while I'm like shocked. Like, okay, there is a discount. Thanks. Just because I asked, so what's the discount? And I got a discount. So what stops you from asking? Nothing to lose, right? Most people lose Because instead of trying for what they want, they settle. What's the word? They settle. They get comfortable. Now, here's the first millionaire secret. Comfortable and rich are not the same thing. If your goal is to be comfortable, you will not get rich. But if your goal is to be rich, you'll end up being quite comfortable. If your goal is to be rich, you will end up comfortable. But if your goal is to be comfortable, you will not get rich. Because getting rich requires you to push your comfort zone a little bit. You got to get out of your comfort zone. If you think you're going to remain in your comfort zone and also earn these $10,000 a day, chances are it's not going to happen. Right? You've got to change the thermostat setting. When you change the thermostat setting, it may not be comfortable in the beginning. Because you might be afraid, log kya kahenge and things. Like when I changed my thermostat, I told you, right, my journey, how it went from I was doing everything by donation. Then I began charging 500 rupees per session. Then my friend said, what nonsense, 500 rupees. He said, make it 10 times, make it 5,000 rupees. So that's obviously a change in thermostat, right? So then I'm like, my setting changed from 500 rupees per session to 5,000 rupees per session. Right away, there was a change. So yeah, then some people were critical. Nitya Shanti, you become money-minded. But the truth is they're money-minded. You see, because they're judging me based on how much money I'm asking for. They're money-minded. If I'm money-minded, then they're also money-minded. Because their decision of how good or bad I am is based on how much money I'm charging. That's what else is money-minded then? So every time the thermostat changes, it's gonna hit your self-image and who you think about yourself and what people think about you. So it's going to be a little uncomfortable. But you have to ask yourself, where do you want to play the game? You can play the game at any level. Not a problem. So please say, so he's asked you, so the question is, do you want to be comfortable or do you want to be rich? So if you're like most of us, then you say, I choose to be rich. And then say it again, I choose to be rich. Now he asks you, when you say, I choose to be rich, what do you feel? Again, last time also you did it, but do it again in the chat. Do you feel doubtful? Do you feel excited? Do you feel confident? Put it in the chat. How do you feel when you say, I choose to be rich? This is showing you your inner belief system. It feels possible, excited, ecstatic, nice, yeah. Super excited, confident, yeah, good. But in case some of you are feeling doubtful, uncomfortable, well, then be aware that this is something inside of me is still saying no. Right? That's your thermostat setting then. Is it possible? Yeah. Yes, I'm already rich. Awesome. Great. Your answers will tell you a lot about whether your thoughts support you or not. You see, I would really recommend you play this game of EFT that I've taught you. If you're feeling heaviness, yeah, someone's feeling heaviness. Now you want to tap on that. Even though I'm feeling heavy, when I say I choose to be rich, I love and accept myself. What's the belief over here? There's some subconscious belief that's going on. Still not feeling worthy, still not enough. So you can read 100 books like this. Nothing's going to change until that setting changes, isn't it? But you'll read all of it and then you'll say, oh, in fact, then you'll not even do the thing mentioned over there because your thermostat says, no, I can't do that. I don't deserve that. So no matter how many such courses we attend, until that changes, it's not going to change. Doubtful first. Now I just know it's right. I feel a sense of freedom. So declaration. I go for what I really want in money and in life. That's a good one. I go for what I really want in money and in life. I earn a lot of money by helping a lot of people. I'm a good millionaire. What to do to change unknown settings? It'll still be the same thing. See, your unknown settings are still coming in the form of some kind of tightness, some contraction. Like for example, right now, Sanjita, right now you get an email giving you a new job opportunity where you're earning 100 times what you normally earn. Now notice what will happen inside of you. 100 times, multiply it by 100, 10, add 2 zeros to whatever you earn. Now notice what's happening. So is it a joke? Is it possible? Or maybe if I take the job, they'll discover I'm not that good. All these thoughts may start coming up. Now, these are things you want to tap on, right? They may discover I'm not that good. I'm a fraud, whatever it is. Very nice. This is good things to look at now, right? Which is why I say play that game of play with the game of your thermostat settings. Decrease it, increase it, see what happens. And these are all beliefs are going to start coming up. All the hidden beliefs will start coming out. You start tapping on those things. Third broke belief. The goal of having a lot of money or getting rich is a very shallow goal, very selfish goal. This belief is based on fear. Maybe you got the message that trying to make a lot of money or getting rich is a shallow or selfish goal. Conversely, that would mean that having very little money makes you a very a deep person, a very generous person. Does that make sense? So people who say getting rich is selfish are usually broke. And the second rule of Millionaire Secret is, if you want to be financially successful, don't listen to broke people. Later on in the book, he says, you can love them, but don't listen to them. I love you, but I'm not going to listen to you. Why? Because you're broke. I don't want to be broke like you. So don't listen to who? Don't listen to broke people. Thank you. They're just trying to bring you to their level so they can feel better about themselves, about their inability to succeed in an important aspect of their life. True or true? So hand on heart, I choose to be successful at money. I choose to be successful at money. I earn a lot of money by helping a lot of people. I'm a good millionaire. Being rich will enable you to have a good lifestyle, to contribute to others, and to grow yourself in the process. You know, in Australia, I was invited by a gentleman called Philip Wallen. Philip Wallen was very senior in Citibank, and he quit, whatever he retired. And he began to discover this whole problem in this world of how badly animals are treated. And as an animal lover himself, he said, oh my goodness, this is terrible. So he said, okay, now I've retired. What's the best thing to do with my time? He said, let me use my time, energy, and money for the benefit of animals. So he became a kind of an animal activist of some kind. And because he's so wealthy, he would be constantly looking for places he can donate money. So he's constantly scanning. He told me he's scanning which organizations are doing good work. And he just sends them these gigantic checks. Bang, he'll send them $100,000, $500,000, he'll send them $1 million. He's just looking for people who are doing good work, right? So that's his, and he told me, like, I met him twice. Of course, first trip, I met him once and we had lunch, dinner together. Then second time I met him again. He said, Nitya, something very strange. He said, I've retired. Technically, I should not be earning money. But the more checks I'm writing, the more money keeps coming. This is actually the way it works. So he's super rich. And he's just trying to, he said, I want to give away all my money before I die. He said, I'm not able to. The more checks I'm writing, the money just keeps coming. Money is not stopping coming. He's constantly writing checks for what he believes in, right? I should share with you one of his TED Talks. Not a TED, he gave a talk in one of the conferences. Maybe he also gave a TED Talk in Australia. He speaks really well. And he speaks with such passion about this topic. You know, it's really amazing. So he's rich and he's using it to do good in the world. He's a good millionaire, right? Of course, in his case, he already made his money. I don't know if he's a good millionaire, but technically a good millionaire. But yeah. He made his money, now he's doing good. But he's also a good millionaire because he keeps getting more money. Broke belief number four. Rich people are bad. Rich people are corrupt. Rich people take advantage of other people. This belief is based in fear. So is it true that some rich people can be bad? Of course. Is it true that some middle-class people can be bad? Yes. Is it true that some poor people can also be bad? Yes. Okay, so what does it have to do with money? Nothing. What does money have to do with being bad? Nothing. Right? This is again a bullshit belief propagated by broke people. And once again, when it comes to money, we don't listen to broke people. You know, I think if you look at so-called lower income people, they would think as middle income people as bad and ultra rich as bad. If you look at middle income people, they might look at lower income people as lazy and bad and higher income people also as bad. That they're not paying taxes and they're finding they're corrupt and whatever, right? And if you're among the higher income, then again, like basically wherever you are, you're good, everybody else is bad. This can become a thinking process. You've got to be careful, right? I'm good, other people are bad. But no, everyone's doing their thing. You know, everyone's got their operating within their own bubble. So it's not necessarily that you're better or worse. So I don't listen to broke people. And do you believe for the most part, you are a good person? Nod your head or shake your head. Most people are nodding their head. Okay. So I hope you said yes. So if you get rich, do you really believe that all of a sudden you'll become a bad person? That's nuts. Money is not going to make you good or bad. Money is going to make you. Money is simply, what does it say? Money is like a hammer. Hammer can be used to build, it can be used to destroy. So hammer is neither good or bad. The person holding the hammer decides. So what is it really about? The person holding the hammer. So the third millionaire secret is money will make you more of what you already are. So if you're already selfish, you'll become more selfish. If you're already generous, you'll become more generous. It just makes you more of what you are. If you're a good person, money will make you to do even more good in the world. And I really believe that people like us who are coming with sincerity and wanting to make a positive impact, money should come. Why should money not come to us? I often complain to money that why are you hanging out with bad company? Why are you hanging out with all the corrupt folks? Come hang out with people like us. We're going to do very good stuff with you. You have a conversation with money sometime. Money's got a bad habit sometimes. But like you tell your children, don't hang out with that. The wrong crowd. Come to people like us. We'll do much better work with you. If you're a jerk, money will make you a bigger jerk. Yikes or yikes. Because it's not about money, it's about you. Declaration. Hand on heart. I'm a good person and I will do good things with my money. I'm a good person and I will do good things with my money. I earn a lot of money by helping a lot of people. I'm a good millionaire. Broke belief number 5. Money is not important. Many people say money is not important because other things in life are more important. For example, money is not as important as love. All right, but why make the comparison? What is more important, your hand, your arm, or your leg? Answers, both are important. What's more important, your arm or your leg? Both. Both are important. And because what they do, they're important for what they do and they're unimportant for what they don't do. Isn't that true? So if money is not important to you, then you will not have much money. Very simple. If you keep saying money is not important, you will not have much money. You will either not put much attention on money, so you don't earn it, or you'll earn it and you'll blow it away. The belief that money is not important is why a lot of people are broke. And we don't listen to broke people. And some of you are saying, but a lot of these broke people are my friends. A lot of my friends are broke. So you should love them, but don't listen to them. I can still love broke people, but when it comes to money, I don't listen to them. You can listen to them for other things. But when it comes to money, don't listen to them. Right. So hand on heart, money is important to me. Health is important to me. Happiness is important to me. Love is important to me. They're all important to me. Why would you say only one thing is important? All of it's important, right? Money is important. Health is important. Happiness is important. Love is important. They're all important. I earn a lot of money by helping a lot of people. I'm a good millionaire. So if you want to make a lot of money, you will have to stop believing the disempowering messages you've heard about money and wealth. So this is where one of those three books I've recommended is excellent because it's actually full of broke beliefs. The three books I recommended around tapping. There's one by Carol Look. There's one by Jack Canfield. There's one more. And these books are good because these authors have already compiled chapter by chapter all the possible. In fact, this book only gives you 4 or 5 broke beliefs. Those books are filled with broke beliefs. And then they make you tap on those broke beliefs. In fact, whenever we have our next call, I think that's what we should do. We should just take up broke beliefs and just tap on them. So you get a sense of how to do this. Because I think that's really important. In fact, half of this book is dedicated to broke beliefs. This is not a very big book, but already more than half of it, almost half of it is dedicated to broke beliefs. So it's such a big foundation. So you're identifying the broke beliefs and you're tapping on them or whatever. Tapping is just one method, whatever method you use. But the point is, you're raising your hand, Rituparna?
Yeah, just the previous, to substantiate the previous point. So just yesterday evening, I attended Havs that 90-minute webinar, the link to which you had given, which comes with this book. So he just is very animated. Okay, he just says this, like, you know what these beliefs are like. All those people are all broke like that. So to substantiate just the previous point you finished, he's saying, you go to a bank and say, I want to deposit whatever. He puts a unit to it, so much amount of love, so much amount of kindness, and keep asking for a deposit, deposit on deposit. And what's going to happen? The bank manager will call the police and take you away. He's trying to make the point that love, kindness, and health. And I said, the 3 pounds of health in my bank account, that doesn't work, right? So I mean, very this thing kind of an example. But the way he says it, you're bound to laugh even in an
online. Good, I'm glad. Good, thanks. And what are you saying, Vikash?
Yeah, hi, Nitya.
Hi.
Yeah, Nitya, actually, last time we were reading this book and this time we were reading this, I was feeling very low that I don't know anything. I cannot change anything because if you read this book, they will say good thing, this change. After when they say, you need to take action and you need to know your vision, you need to know what you want. But the main thing that we are just looking for that what we can do. Mm. We are doing our jobs. We are doing as much we can do. But where is the way to do it?
Yeah.
That's why from that day, I was very anxious. Today, we are reading again. Still, I am feeling that anxious.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah. Hmm. I think it's not that he doesn't give you the way to do it. He's giving you 8 very concrete steps. I mean, he's not just talking in the air. He's giving you 8 steps in order to do it. The first step is to notice your beliefs. And see, again, it may not, you may not have an instant shift, which is why we are revisiting these concepts again and again, right? But is it really true that you have no idea whatsoever from all the things you've learned in the Prosperity Portal, from all the discussions we've had, from even this book? Is it really true that you have absolutely zero clue what the next step should be? Or is it that you're just in a habit of, oh, it's overwhelming, oh, I can't do it? You have to check for yourself. I don't think it's that bleak either. I can understand it's a bit of an uphill climb and it's challenging. I'm not going to deny it's challenging. But maybe it's not as, maybe like as we go through the book, I'm sure by the end of this, you're going to get at least one action step. I'll be very surprised if at the end of reading this book, you say, Vikash, you say, oh, I'm sorry, Nitya. He's talked about many things, but there's nothing to do. That's not true. He's giving us like, for example, I'll tell you what I applied from this book. At one point he talks about how do you convey your idea to people? So I began reframing it in those 4 steps. He says, step one is, what is the problem that people have? Step two is, what are the emotions that they feel? Step three is, let them know you can help. And step four, let them know how to contact you. So I began reframing the when I'm communicating with people, I began communicating in terms of what they want, their problem, their emotions around it, what I can do, and how they can contact me.
No, actually, he is telling the way, but where I am sticking that, what the thing I have, which I can communicate to the people. Because in terms of item, I am not doing nothing which I can help more and more people. So,
yeah, Vishal's trying to say something. Vishal, what are you saying?
Yeah, no, Nitya, I was just kind of saying because this, you know, what Vikash is saying is when I first, when you first read the book, right, there was kind of like a feeling, oh, okay, I mean, because, I mean, obviously I have my day job and, you know, it's quite intense. So, and of course it pays well, so that's not an issue. But I was saying, okay, what can I do really? And then I reread the book, Nitya. So this is the third time I'm now reading, like going through it. And when I reread it, something quite interesting happened. Because he says one thing, right? Don't look for opportunity. Look for problems, right? So I said, okay, forget opportunity. Let me think about all the problems I've faced, right? And some really very interesting idea came up. Something very trivial. Right, which then I kind of searched and said, oh, there's nobody who's actually solving this problem. So I'm actually thinking of patenting that idea. But anyway, that's just a thing that, you know, you just follow what he's saying, the steps, which is think of the problems, right? Think of your own problems and see, okay, is there anybody that's solving this problem? How can I solve this problem? And then everything works backwards rather than saying, what can I start offering first?
That's actually incredible advice, Vikash. The problem that you are facing, you're not the only one in the country, in the world who's facing this. So what he just said is very powerful. Vishal said that find a problem and what you yourself are facing is a problem. So can I find at least one? I mean, there may be 100 solutions. Can I find at least one solution? And to the extent you can solve your own problem, now you can help so many other people solve their problem. Like in my case, I found the whole domain of spirituality and meditation very complex and also very serious and boring because I think people get too serious about these things. So I said, can this be made more fun? Can it be made more playful? Can it be made more accessible? And to whatever extent I've solved that problem for myself, I'm solving it for so many other people as well. Right? So like this, I think that's a very good input from Vishal.
Yes, Nitya, I got some idea. Thank you.
And your name only is Vikash. Vikash means progress, right? What does it mean?
Yes. But I'm not finding the way to process.
You'll find it today.
Thank you.
All right. Was somebody else raising their hand? The hand disappeared. Jyoti, who was it? Yeah, Rai, go ahead.
I have so many problems and so many ideas. So he's welcome to call me. I can discuss.
No, he's run away. Look, just when you began speaking, he's run away.
Seriously, I have so many ideas. I think I don't have enough lives to fulfill them all. Welcome anybody who wants ideas anywhere in any area.
Because she's ready to give you. She has many ideas, and you have to contact her, and she'll give you some ideas. If you're not sure where to start, get in touch with Rai. She'll give you ideas.
Yeah, sure.
In fact, I was reading some other book which said there's not a single person in the world who's not at some point had a multi-million dollar idea. It's not a shortage of ideas. You and I, we've all had. But then the idea is one thing and then taking it forward is another thing, right? So we all have. In fact, there was a time I was keeping a journal of possible amazing multi-million dollar ideas. It was really, you know, if you start keeping that journal, in fact, Vikash, that's a good one for you. You keep a diary, you call the diary Ways to be a millionaire. And the moment you've written that down, you're going to start getting ideas in your waking and dreaming state. You're going to really start, I'm telling you, that's how it works. You start writing down. And sooner or later, you'll find one that actually takes you there.
I will take action.
Let's do that. I choose beliefs that are supportive to my success and unhappiness. I choose beliefs that are supportive to my success. I choose beliefs that are supportive to my success. Oh, Jyoti, you're raising your hand. Go ahead.
I just wanted to ask, like, you know, you said we should not listen to broke and we should not, think that rich people, what I'm trying to say is at times you have to make choices. For example, you know, it's not that you can't become rich. If you put in hard work, you have ideas, you are capable and you can, and you have that thermostat, but then you also realize that, you know, it's just at the end of the day, 24 hours in the day, and you need to give your time to your kids. It's, you have to show that, you know, just by loving them, you have that feeling, but you also have to show, so you have to give them time as well. So then you feel really money is not important. It's the relationship. It's the... So like you are saying, money is not everything. Other feelings are important. It's a broke idea and that's why people don't get rich. But at the end of the day, it is a fact, you know, you can't ignore your family. You have to give them time. And that time, if you actually utilize for earning money, yes, you can become really rich. But at the end of the day, money will not give you that satisfaction or that peace as the relationships or the time that you spend with your relations and with your family members give you.
So Jyoti, I'll tell you how...
Actually not a broke idea. I think in the other teachings, you ultimately say abundance, the feeling of abundance is good, but then the peace, the love, the happiness that you have, that actually doesn't come with money. That comes with the relationships. That, you know, when you help your kid and he says, okay, whatever you taught me today or whatever, you know, the time that we had spent helped him in some other way. So that happiness will never come with money.
Yeah. So great question. And I'm going to give you my perspective on this. Of course, I'm not going to say mine is better than yours, but just feel my perspective for a moment. And then you see if it suits you or not, right? So when I hear you speak, I get a sense of either or. That either I have to earn money or I have to be with my family. And of course, I'm going to choose my family. And you use the thing about working hard. Let me tell you, no one works as hard as a migrant laborer of this country, right? When it comes to working hard, you and I are nothing. We are all piddis compared to how hard they work. Because I've been to factories, I see how they have no job security, they have nothing. So if you're talking about working hard to earn money, I'm sorry, you will. In fact, the funny thing is, the higher up the income ladder you go, the less hard people work. It's not true that you got to. So I think that for me already is a broke belief. That hard work gets you rich. If hard work gets you rich, the lowest income people would be making the most money. Smart work gets you rich, right? My aim, and it's actually happening in my case at least, my aim is to work less and less and earn more and more. And that doesn't mean I'll not work. I'll work. I enjoy doing what I'm doing. But my aim is to work less and less. Like currently, I don't really have to work more than 1 or 2 hours in a day, actually. And already it's lined up that I literally have to work 1 or 2 days in a month. And And it's lining up that I only have to work 1 or 2 days in a year. That's the way it's lining up for me. But that is not hard work. That is smart work. That is me deciding 80-20 rule. What are the things that I do that actually earn me money? And that actually gives me more time. That I could give me a lot of time to do all the fun things I like, to be with my friends, to travel, to spend time with my parents. I don't have to, like, my brother has a regular job and he's working whatever X number, 12 hours in a day, whatever, right? I only have to work 1 or 2 hours in a day. I can always work more if I want to. I don't have to, you see. So I think it's not about hard work. And the way you phrased it sounds like an either or equation to me, that either I will spend more time, I'll earn money, or I'll have to be with my family. I don't believe it's either or. I think it's and. I think you work smarter and you spend time with your family and you are prosperous. I don't see it as an either or equation. That's what I'd like to offer you. But of course, feel free to.
Yeah.
Right. Reframe hard work. I no longer use the word hard work. Even the word sounds contracting to me. I say heart work. Heart work. Heart work is, you don't even notice it's hard. Like, you know, some of the things that I do, a lot of people say, Nitya, you work so hard, but I don't feel it. Like, I can do a 3.5 hour session like this, which may sound like very hard, but I really enjoy it. I don't feel it's hard. To me, that's enjoyable. To do a 3.5 hour session, do long meditations, to teach these things, that's not hard work. In fact, I get energized. My mother looks at me very concerned. Oh, you must be so tired. You were teaching for 3.5 hours. The more, I'm not tired. I'm fine. It's fine. So that is hard work. So forget about hard work. That's the old paradigm. Do hard work. You don't even notice where time goes. You're enjoying it and you're getting paid for it and you're getting better and better at it and you're getting more and more efficient at it. And you're doing more and more of what you love and less of what you don't love. You have other people. You either delegate that or eliminate that or you automize that. That's what we're looking for.
Okay. That's a useful insight, actually.
Yeah, great. Vishal, before you... Okay, go ahead, Vishal. Then we'll come to Sanjita. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it's quite interesting. You just shifted something in my mind. So I just thought I'll thank you for that. Because, you know, about 4 or 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago, when I first met you, I was in that, like, working like 12, 14 hours a day and, you know, that kind of frame. And then after I met you, I made an intention that, okay, like, wouldn't it be nice, you know, the playful intention thing? Wouldn't it be nice if I could just work 3-4 hours a day and, you know, earn more money? And have the rest of the time to myself. So today that's happening. I mean, like last 2-3 years, that's been happening. And now the intention you've kind of put in my mind is, if I can just work a few hours in a year and still make more money, that'd be fantastic. So thanks for that.
It's a good question. It actually works like that. You make the intention. So your brain has to think at a different level. When I tell all of you what will happen, in fact, recently I had a conversation with another spiritual teacher. And again, you know, spiritual folks, we have this bad relationship with money, mostly. Spiritual folks have very bad relationship. Even though they say everything is God, and then in small letters, except money. Everything is God in the universe, except money. Money is not good. So we have to clean this up, right? So with him, I challenged him that what would it be like for you to earn what you earn in a month in 3 days? And you could see the entire facial expression change. Yeah, he has to now start thinking in a totally different way. Nothing is stopping him. He can continue. He loves his work. He can work a whole month. No problem. But he shouldn't have to work a whole month. He should set up his life so that in just 2 or 3 days, he's earning what he normally earns in a month. Right? So these are questions to ask yourself. Go ahead, Sanjita. You're raising your hand. Have you gone away? Yeah, there you are. Unmute.
Nitya.
Yes.
I want to ask you that I'm a working woman and want to be financial freedom. So I choose a market, a stock market, currency market, so I can work at my time because currently I am doing the job also. Uh-huh. So, but I always make money and again loss.
Hmm.
Lastly, I actually, maybe it's my greed, but I use my all saving, like $15,000. And I lost all. And now the fear inside me that if again I will try and lost, then what will happen? So what is tapping is also not working for me.
Yeah.
So what to do?
Well, first of all, I want to just admire your courage to go ahead and invest all your savings. And that takes some courage. Not very few people can do that, right?
No, actually, my kids are in college and my daughter is in 12th standard and my son is first year in college and I want to make them study it abroad because their dream is to study abroad, like USA or Canada. Right. And for that, I need more money. So only market can give me fast money. I am I like to I have passion and I like to work with market, but I don't know where I lose my something wrong in me. What is that I am not able to find?
Well, first of all, I think it's very courageous of you to come here and to share something like this with all of us. And two, three things are coming. One is that, first of all, when you gave birth to these children, you didn't give them birth with a guarantee that I promise you education in America. Okay. So this is an extra burden you're carrying in your head. I don't know where these Indians have got this idea that education in America is such a great, fantastic. I'm an American citizen, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And it's an over-exaggerated thing, how great the American universities are. They have somehow conned all of Indians, including the richest Indians, to believe that when they go abroad, something very magical happens. You know, these parents work so hard to send their kids to America, where the Indian rupee has almost no value. And, you know, every burger you buy, you wonder how much money I'm spending on this damn burger. You think about every little thing. And then what? And then you pretty much, you're literally spending money to, I'm not saying don't do it, but very often these kids are going to go abroad. They're going to settle abroad. You're never going to see these kids again. And then they can't even come meet you when there's a pandemic, right? So I would just take hold that lightly. Just because they want something based on what their friends are doing, you don't want to take that pressure on your head. You do your best as a parent, but you're not a failure as a parent if you did not send your kids to America. This is complete nonsense, right? In fact, in many countries, like in the US, it's very common. Parents will say, listen, my job was to get you to high school. Beyond that, you work your way through, right? This is an Indian expectation that parents have to put kids to college. This doesn't happen in other countries. This is a very Indian idea. And not only college, send me to America and put me in American college. And then also take care of my wedding. This only happens in India. Other countries, people figure out their own wedding, figure out their own college. They work their way through it, right? If you want to go to an American college, work hard, get a scholarship. Okay, I'll pay for your flight ticket. Rest of it, you figure out. That is, so I think, first of all, I would really challenge this notion that is your responsibility to fulfill your kids' pipe dreams. If it's their dream, let them work for it. Let them start investing in their own, whatever money they have, let them invest wisely. Let them think ahead. Let them figure out scholarships. I don't think you should be having this heavy thing on your heart. That's number one. And number two, you're playing, if you want to make a lot of money, you will also play, this is the game of the stock market. You can't expect that, oh, so yes, it's happened. But I would say energy redirection, right? Okay, I lost money this time. How much money did I lose? $15,000 multiply by 10. So from now on, instead of focus on, oh, what if I lose again? You said, no, next time I'm going to make 10 times what I lost. Yes, I lost. It's a small blip, but it's going to be a big increase the next time. I'm going to learn from this. Instead of putting all my money onto one thing, I may diversify, whatever it is. Go ahead.
Yeah. But you will not believe that. I also tried 10 times more will come. I will surprise that time for your sentence. I try to daily speak, but it is not work. My feelings not come that it will 10 times more I can able to.
You have to do an intensive tapping session. You have to take out 2 hours from your calendar and tap the hell out of this belief that it's not going to come. There are layers and layers and layers to this. Don't give up, right? Don't just do one round of tapping. It's kuch nahi ho raha hai. You have to really confront this. This is a big, deep fear of yours.
Okay. And kids have not, they are not doing jeed, matlab wo nahi kar rahe. But they also understand financial situations. So they say that if it works, then okay, not then no problem.
Exactly. But, this is the thing.
I can see that their inner dream is there.
So let them work for their dream. Then let them work for their dream. It's their dream, right? They should work. This is not your responsibility.
Please, no, I also love to send them abroad because here social culture is not okay. So many boundaries are here.
So, theek hai, ho jayega, but don't do anything with pressure. Do things with joy, right? If it'll happen, it'll happen. And you can be happy from coming from, I think the CEO of Google did not go to some very fancy, he came to some Indian college. All these top, you know what? We underestimate Indian education. All the top CEOs of the world, many of them are Indian. They've come from Indian colleges, the Indian IITs and IIMs and Indian other smaller colleges as well, right? So we really underestimate Indian education is really pretty solid in many ways. So yes, you have that dream and work towards the dream, but not from this very sad and pulled down state. You've lost a little money. You'll regain that money also. So please put your hand on your heart. Say with me, I'm a good millionaire.
I am a good millionaire.
I earn a lot of money.
I earn a lot of money.
By helping a lot of people.
By helping a lot of people.
And the most important university.
And the most important university.
My kids will go to.
my kids will go to.
Is my home.
It's my home.
Where they will realize.
Where they will realize.
How to convert adversity.
How to convert adversity.
Into magnificent opportunity.
Into magnificent opportunity.
And so it is. And I would like your kids 20 years from today to say, yes, I went to Harvard. Yes, I went to Stanford. But the best university I went to was in my mother's home. Because she taught us, after losing her life savings, how she turned that around into a magnificent success. And I really want to hear that from them. That better than any college, better than any MBA, was seeing you apply the principles we are learning in your life.
Thank you, Nitin.
Yeah, tathastu. And so it is. Rai, go ahead. I said, do we want to read this book or not? Go ahead, Rai. You got to be quick now.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say that when I was having travel companies, sometimes there were too many groups and there was no escort to travel with them, and I had to leave my family and travel. So when I was traveling 24 hours, that job was 24 hours because we foreigners travel through trains, and you know the journey in train become like 18, 20 hours. But I never realized that I worked. I felt, in fact, more. I came back like from the holiday. I felt more rejoiced because I really love doing that job. And you know, they're saying, oh, you are the owner of the company. How can you take this group? All my people just say, no, you can't do it. No, I said, I will take it. I like it. And I never felt that I worked 1 minute. So that's one part of that talk. And then to Sanjita, that you your children goes to university, you know, they want to go, but they can't. But the money issue. So I think this also came only from India, because all Europeans, like even me, when I went abroad, I picked up so many extra skills that those are the skills which actually taking me through. It's not what I studied in university. It's everything extra which I picked up, which I discovered that I love it even more, you know, like service industry, you know, all the different little things which I, you know, worked and supported myself. And so when I came to India, I could not even use those skills, because what I realized that Indian labor is not listening to the interior designer, which is a woman, you know, they were just not taking my word for, even I picked up the language, I started speaking that, you know, Bengali language, but they were not listening. So out of the anger, what I did, I opened my own a small art school, where I started teaching interior design to other children. And so this was only possible in India, because you don't have as very strict regulations, and you can play around and you can introduce your idea. So I'm feeling really blessed to be here. That's what I wanted to say. And I think India is the, you know, is the place of possibilities, and this is the land to be, and this is the land where you can do maximum change and enjoy, and the creative ideas you can just apply here. Everywhere else in Lithuania or UK, we have such a strict regulations, and we have, you know, you just cannot open university or any kind of school like that. So I feel that, you know, this is the best time, and India is the best country.
It's actually, look at her. You just heard it from the mouth of Rai, right? And I really agree with her. We're over fascinated with the West. The West is now the growth market, the next super economy that India only. India, China, Argentina, these are going to be the next super economies of the world, right? So this fascination with America and UK and all has to end. And this is old thinking, honestly speaking. Now we should look at our own country and we should move forward. This is too much of...
And also one more thing. With this pandemic, the kids may even not go, because even my brother, which is trying to study in UK, he just been sent back and they said everything is online. So actually, you know, you may find online, and you can even find the cheaper things online. Everything is getting cheaper. So, amazing. You know, going abroad, you just forget that, you know, it's maybe online, you know, and perfect. They can work for that, you know.
That's so cool. That's
my
cool.
Advice.
Well said. Shilpa, go ahead. I'm putting the book aside now. Our time is done. So we're just going to tease on the people. Yeah, go ahead, Shilpa.
Yeah. So, you know, with reference to the stock market, I wanted to say something, and I feel it's so important that I need to say this, because it's coming. I've worked in this industry for many years, and I had the privilege of working with people who are like stalwarts in this industry, you know. So like anything, you before stock market, if it's not a place to gamble, you know, you have to be really true to your heart and ask, what are you trying to do over here? Are you really trying to gamble out here? Then you will lose money. So basic principles, if you follow, like diversification, asset allocation, you will not lose money. But you have to be true to yourself and ask, what are you trying to do over here? And do you have the knowledge? I mean, I wouldn't even do EFT without knowing the process. So please, I mean, my heart goes out to people who lose money in the stock market, because it's so simple. You can start with 500 rupees per month and make loads of money.
you have to do a class. Why don't you prepare, do a class for us? Because you've really, okay. No, seriously, I'm serious about it. Because you've really learned a lot very deep in this. You want to set something up?
Yeah, I should. Yeah, yesterday also
You message me and you do something for us. Because let's learn. Because she's an expert in investing. Right? You're raising your hand? Who's raising your hand? Akanksha, go ahead. Yeah, what do you think? Physical raising of hand gets one more point than digital raising hand.
No, I have a question. So
you have a question. Yeah, go ahead. Quickly. Yeah, go ahead. No worries. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm smiling when I'm asking this question because a lot of people might find it a little weird. But my problem is that I find it really, really difficult to like accept money. Like I can't take money from my dad. I feel like I have just outdone. He spent so much on me. How can I ask him again if I want to start something? I can't ask money from my like husband. I don't feel nice like using that money. And 1 year I've been trying to create something of my own. I've dipped into my savings and now I don't have a lot of it left. Mm-hmm. And I have to like, I feel like, should I go and ask my dad? Like a very little amount. Like he's not even going to be bothered about it at all. Or my husband for that matter. But I just can't go and ask for that help because I feel that all the education, everything will just go down the drain when I'll ask and say that, help me this with this. So
are you presently like a homemaker? What is it? You're not earning by yourself or you are earning by yourself?
I'm not earning at the moment. I'm trying to create something of my own. Then I'm not earning at the
but
moment.
But isn't what you're doing at home, do you live with your father and husband or live separately from, or what's the system? Their father lives somewhere else? What's it like?
Yeah, I live with my husband. Father lives somewhere else.
Aren't you enabling your husband in the work he does? Like suppose you were to stop helping out in the home, would he be able to earn as much money?
No, I help him a lot.
So then isn't that got some financial money value as well? I mean, if like you are keeping the home livable, you're making maybe this food available. What else are you doing?
No, I don't do like helping him with his clients, helping him like put.
So why would you not actually even have a salary for that then?
But I just help him when he's actually, I help him when he's really stuck, like. Really, really stuck.
And there should be even those kinds of people are called consultants. They get paid even higher when you're really stuck. That's like the highest earning people. No, seriously, you're not valuing yourself, Akanksha, because you're helping out. And I don't know, but this happens to a lot of people. I always say when you get married, you should have separate accounts. You should not have a joint account. You should have separate accounts and you should have a joint account also. And you should have separate accounts as well. You should have both. Because too many women in India are just, for years, they have been helping out in the house and they've got nothing to show for it. And this actually affects self-esteem and it affects confidence. It really does. So I think this money conversation, I don't know if somebody else has a better answer for you, but essentially you need to value the contribution you're making in your father's life, in your husband's life. And I'm sure the money you're going to take from them is not money you're taking. You say, invest in me, I'll pay you back. Even if you want to give me a loan with a low interest, 2% interest, 5%, give me a loan. I'll give it back to you. So take it as a loan then. Don't take it as a gift from them, and give them back multiples of what they gave you. Let that be your intention. So definitely, I think you need to value your own time and energy more. Right? It's not like what you're doing has got no monetary value. Your husband would not be able to earn what he earns if it wasn't for your support, emotional support, physical support. So many kinds of support you're giving, right? That has value. And you should have your own, I don't know if you have it, you should have your own separate, there should be a joint account, there should be a separate account as well.
No, I have a separate account. I have everything like that sorted. But it's just that I took this leap of faith that I was not really enjoying my job. And I thought I want to do something like, I don't want to just do that job. So I thought I wanted to be a conscious consumerism consultant. So I thought nobody's going to hire me for it. Let me just create it on my own. And that's what I'm doing.
Conscious consumerism. That sounds like a great idea. Yeah.
So that is what I'm trying to do. Like get the idea of doing good as a business easy. So you sound don't like have to do greenwashing.
Sounds like a good millionaire. Yeah. So why, when you're doing such a good business idea with such a good heart, I mean, I would tell your dad, empty out your bank. This is good stuff here. Tell your husband also, what better are you going to do in this world? Invest in your wife, right? Seriously, I mean, and look, there are a lot of good comments also, better than what I probably answered you. Check out some of the comments, people are answering your so look at what people are writing for you in the comments.
I'll just read them.
All right, Akanksha, with so many A's in your name, you should give yourself also an A. How many? You're 1, 2, 3, 4 A's, or maybe 5 if you add both. 5 A's in your name, more than any other letter. So you should say, I'm an A. You give yourself an A+. All right.
A, okay.
Right now you're giving yourself a C or a D. You have to give yourself an A+ with so many A's in your name. Vandana, go ahead.
Yeah, so I, coming back to, losing so much of money in the stock market, it's about 3 years back, I had to send my son, his dream was to go and study, do masters in Ireland. And I had to pledge my gold because money was a constraint. And I had promised him for undergrad also, but I couldn't do that. Then I promised him, okay, masters. I showed him a dream, masters, I will do it. And I was really troubled because my entire jewelry had to be pledged to send him. And that day, somebody placed an idea in my head that the amount of money I am pledging the gold for will multiply 3 times. I'm a Buddhist, I chant, and I determined while praying that it will multiply 3 times, though at that time I didn't believe, but I just went with that idea. And I get goosebumps to share that my parents had invested in some shares when I was a kid. And in this pandemic, I got a letter that they will be converted into shares, which is actually not 3 times, it's 6 times.
Wow.
So today, when you shared that idea, I just went back to gratitude, and it was remembrance of that determination I made. So coming back to Nitya, that, you said that when you replied that, how will I do it? You have to believe you can do it. So the universe helps you. So thank you, Nitya, for reminding me that. And my prayer will be even more determined. And thank you, because I'm in so much gratitude. And I wanted to share this. The good millionaire is somebody who can, raise hope in somebody's heart. So please go ahead and make a determination. If you've lost 15,000, you will add 2 zeros to it.
How wonderful.
Thank you.
So it is. Sanjita, look, she's giving you an example from her real life, right? And whenever you get that, you have to take us on a holiday to Mauritius, all of us, with all your money.
Sure, sir. Sure.
Now again, the tension has come. Bachcho ko to bhej nahi pa raha America and going Mauritius.
Right.
All right, Rashmi, go ahead. Okay, guys, I know we're past time. If any of you have to leave, it's fine. But I'm just going to take a few more questions. Rashmi, go ahead, and then we'll go to Shilpa. Lakshmi is already booking a flight to Mauritius. Rashmi, unmute.
Yeah, hi. Good morning. Wonderful to all of you. Nitya, I really feel that we could have a session of Shilpa to guide people I'm a banker. I only know I pay 5% interest and 6% interest. That is not sufficient. So, everybody should know how to start small, understand things.
Great.
One of these days, if Shilpa can do a session,
Shilpa is now going to do it. Yeah, Shilpa is going to do it. Shilpa, are you ready to do it?
Yes, definitely. If you notice also, I'm sorry, I missed the name of the lady, but the shares were really long time back. So some basic principles, long-term investing, those basic principles, if you keep in mind, should definitely help. So yeah.
I mean, I'll give my own mother's example. She bought some Asian Paint. I think I'd mentioned this. She bought some Asian Paint shares and she forgot about it.
Yeah.
And then somehow there are these guys who go looking for people who've forgotten their shares. So one guy turned up at our house and said, "You've got shares." And we're like, "Who are you, dude?" And he's like, "No, we've got shares from years back." And turns out, pretty much almost she doubled her entire life savings in one go from shares she'd bought years back, right? In just one go. Rashmi, go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Nitya.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Basically, I'm a homemaker and I have started investing in stock market like last 6 months. So I'm earning something out of it, but then I have this strong belief ki meri kismat mein itna hi hai. I'm not getting higher.
Achha.
It's like ki if I could make a profit of 50% in something, but I'll cut off to 10%. Yeah. It is happening regularly and I want to break this feeling ki meri kismat mein itna hi hai. I'm not going to get more than this. So I just wanted to help you. What should I do for this failing of mine?
It looks like it really works, whatever you're thinking. So now just change the kismat a little bit and then that'll also work. So what is the new, you make the new one now. What's the new one? Aap mere kismat mein kitna hai?
मेरे किस्मत में तो बहुत है.
बहुत नहीं, यू नॉट बी स्पेसिफिक, बी स्पेसिफिक अबाउट इट.
No, it's like everyone. I want to earn lots of money, like crores of money. I want a crore ka, a crore in a year.
हाँ तो ठीक है. So अब से बोलो. अब now what is the new affirmation? मेरे किस्मत में कम से कम एक करोड़ हर साल है. How will you say that? Say in your own words.
Yeah, मेरे किस्मत में एक करोड़ है. साल का एक करोड़ है.
एक करोड़ तो बनता है.
Okay.
And now this is किस्मत, right? So मैं कुछ करूं ना करूं, एक करोड़ तो बनेगा ही. उसके बाद देखेंगे और बना सकते हैं. करोड़ तो कम से कम बनता ही है. क्यों?
But does it really work?
Like, I mean, it's working already. It's working. Your past belief is working. Why won't this one work? You're so confidently saying मुझसे इससे ज़्यादा नहीं होगा. तो फिर हो रहा है ना?
It's like this has become a pattern of my life in the last 3-4 years. Like,
but now you've gone through the prosperity portal. Your patterns are in big trouble now. All your patterns are really in danger right now.
They are going to break.
Why are you? There's a lovely one of my favorite quotes. Argue for your limitations, and sure enough, they're yours. So right now, a beautiful new thought has come. I will earn 1 crore in a year. That is my kismat. Now, why are you arguing for the old limitation? Why aren't you happy with this new one?
Because, frankly, yeah, the fear is there ki, like, might be it will not work.
So then you're back to the same place then? All that happened, you're back to the same place? Didn't get any worse.
That is the point. That's what I want to know. How should I break this feeling? Just by saying it again and again daily.
Geet, what do you have to say to her?
Yeah, I was just going to. So, one thing in tapping, it's called tap it up and tap it down. Okay. So, any belief, take any belief and see on a scale of 0 to 10, how much do you believe it? So, let's say you believe this 10. And it's also important to see there are three. You know, imagine it's a stool. Any belief is a stool. And there are three legs it has. So the first is emotions. Second is memory. And the third is proof. So there are these three legs it has. So when you're tapping, you know, so when you have it at 10, so we start focusing and breaking down these three legs of it. So from 10, you start tapping it down to 0. And you will notice when you reach somewhere around 5-4, automatically the reverse of it will come to you. So what is the opposite of it for you, not for, you know, anyone else? And then we start tapping that up, bring it to 10. So tap it up, tap it down is something that works really nicely with beliefs.
So I like the three stools. So what is it again? Memories,
proof? Emotions and proof.
Yeah. And we have to tap all of them.
So when you see that 10, that this belief is at a 10 for me right now, write down all the different memories, yeah, all the different emotions and all the different proofs when you thought that, oh, this belief actually said, you know, I thought so and it happened. Wow. I thought this and it happened. So list down all those memories and proofs and emotions and then start tapping all of them together and bring it down from 10 to 0.
What precise advice you got, Rashmi? You take your kismat. First of all, why is it called kismat? Kismat means no kisses. So you have to take your kismat and you have to convert it into the three things, the memories, the feelings, and the proofs. And then you have to start tapping on them. And we want to shift it from what you don't want to what you really want, right? And let your new thermostat setting be minimum. Mere kismat mein ek crore to hai, ek crore har saal mein to hai. Now this will happen effortlessly. You know, your subconscious mind is so powerful. You make a decision and it just happens. It just happens. Make that decision.
Okay.
You don't sound very convinced. You're saying believe. Your thing says believe in yourself. Okay, was such a half-hearted. Okay, dekhenge.
Yeah, I told you now. It has become a pattern. I have been seeing like last 3-4 years. It's like we reach to a certain level of income, family income, and then for some reason my husband loses job. Then he is jobless for 5-6 months, and we finish off our savings to some extent and all. And then he gets a nice job. Then we come back to the same level of income and all. And then again the same cycle.
Look, this is exactly what Geet was talking about. You're talking memories now, and within the memory there are feelings, and within that there's proof, isn't it?
Yeah.
So has she not addressed exactly what you said?
True. So how should I go for it? Like first I should,
Now you contact Geet, and now Geet is going to, you contact Geet and you pay for a session with Geet. Don't expect a free session. Now she's giving you advice. If you want more time with Geet, you contact her, do a paid session and she'll take you through all the three legs of the stool. All right.
Okay. I will do that.
Please take an appointment with Geet. Geet, please nicely thrash her stool and break it down. Crush her stool completely. Happily. You know, stool is another word for shit. This is a very shitty belief you have. So please come out of the stool. What are you saying, Savita?
Thank you so
okay.
much.
Abhi, is baar raise Abhi.
Haan, bataiye kya?
No, actually, the kismet what she was talking about. Abhi, mera point of view hai ki, why can't kismet mein kuch cheeze bhi aisi hoti hai jo achhi hoti hai jo humne sochi bhi nahi. Things have happened, have destined to happen. They might have happened good. Yeah, definitely, bad will wear. Stoppages in life will be there, but we can focus on the good things that have happened, which we have not even wished for.
Yeah.
So that perspective when I want to carry, because yeah, some things have said, but let the shift happen, the focus shift there, rather than which is not happening. So that it brings up your energy. That is what I meant. Because for example, in my wildest dream, I never thought I'll be owning a house in Bangalore. Never ever. Because my idea was to come back and settle down in my native. Never thought about it. It so happened, without searching, it came to me.
Wow.
So it's a kismet. I never searched for even a single house in Bangalore. And actually, it was completely tailor-made for me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what is kismet and what is your effort, but there are certain principles that work either way. Now, the thing is, I tend to be a little, because who's saying what is kismet, what is intention, what is free will, what is destiny? We can get lost in all these discussions, but you align yourself with what's important. If your desire to have it is also part of your, you can say that's kismet, you can say that's free will, whatever it is. So now you've come to this prosperity portal and you're hearing all these teachings. Now then, and if you're getting that urgency inside the last person who was speaking, if you're getting that kida inside of you that you want to earn that crore, then that is also your kismat then, right? That is also your kismat saying, now come on, upgrade your kismat. Kismat is not a dead thing. It's a living thing. So why don't we upgrade our idea of what our destiny is? Why don't we really open up? I think our destiny is far more miraculous and magnificent than we allow ourselves to believe. That's what I feel.
And also, I told about the hiccups because I'm entering into entrepreneurship and it's going on a hold. And I mean, because of the pandemic or any other things, I'm trusting the process. I just use Nitya's word. I'm trusting the process. Let it take its sweet time. Let it come at its own time.
Beautiful. And so it is. Yeah. I'll give you a real example from my life. I was one of my friends has two beautiful apartments in the NCPA apartments, right? Next to, in Bombay, you have NCPA, Nariman Point, right? That's Nariman Point only, right? That whole area. So that would be probably like the most exclusive, expensive property in perhaps in all of Bombay, right? And she told me how she got it. She said when she was one day walking past that area and she saw people digging holes. So she asked the laborers, what are you doing? They said an apartment block is going to come here. So she stood there on the side of the ocean. She looked over there. She put her hand on her heart and said, I'm going to have a house here. I'm going to have a house here. Whenever this building comes up, I'm going to have a house here. And today she owns not one, but two apartments in that building, which is probably one of the most expensive buildings in Bombay easily, because it has views of the ocean from all three sides. Every window opens out into the ocean, from all directions you see the ocean. And power of intention. That time her husband was an upcoming lawyer. Today he has one of the top law firms in the country, right? Amazing. So I've given her, I've been at her house many, many times. And she tells, yeah, this house is pure grace. She said, intention. I stood on the side of the road. There was no way my husband was an ordinary lawyer making it up. And he said, I'm going to have a house. I'm going to have a house in this building. And sure enough, she's got two houses in that building. So don't underestimate who knows what your kismet is. Please don't make decisions what your kismet is. You don't know. Okay, last person, Shilpa. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Nitya. Thank you so much for doing this. And, you know, talking lines of destiny, I feel all of us are destined to do so much more. And that's what brought us here.
Yeah.
You know, so like how you're expanding our beliefs and our mindset, I'm sure all of us are going to benefit from it. I just wanted to share two things, you know, one about stocks. I am from finance background in the sense that I work for some time and I've studied finance. And also I feel that in this, I had a great mindset because I wouldn't say that I know that much, but I've never lost. I've never lost in market and I realized that I am surrounded with a lot of educated people who work in like places like Deloitte and you know whatnot. And I still haven't lost. They could have. I haven't. And maybe that also formed into a belief system. So yes, it is a combination of both knowledge and belief system. There is no doubting that. And second,
what is your belief, just very briefly, what is your belief about the stock market, about yourself? How do you say it to yourself?
I'm I'm relaxed about it, in the sense that I know in long term I will not lose.
Yeah.
I will not lose. And it happens. So I don't panic. I don't do panic selling. You know, and that works.
Yeah. And what else were you saying?
And I wanted to reach out to Akansha that, you know, Akansha, I've been there, feeling like I don't want to ask, I don't want to receive. And Nitya, I'm really looking forward to you reading that book, because it really changed so much of my mindset. One of the books of these guys I've read, and I've applied these principles. I've religiously applied these principles. And believe me, Akansha, I'm at a space where even if somebody else, like if in my family, let's say my husband does something and he benefits, he credit comes to me. Then my mindset has helped, you know? And believe me, I believe so too, because I've seen it. When I didn't have those mindsets, I didn't have this acknowledgement.
Yeah.
And then when my mindset changed, all this changed. So like at times, like even when I see my house and I tell my husband that, you know, I think I manifested it, because I just saw something like this when I was a kid. And when I enter my house at times, and I'm like, oh my God, deja vu, you know?
Incredible.
So like I'm his wife, right? His family, but the credit is mine. Are you getting me, Akansha? But you have to truly like believe it and know it. It's not just believing, you just have to know it from your being.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Nitya, for, you know, reaffirming and reinstating these thoughts again and again. But yeah, because yes, they really do make all the difference.
Yeah,
all the difference.
So powerful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Shilpa. This means a lot. Thank you.
Thank you, Akansha.
See, listen, guys, a lot of us are going to become multimillionaires. You better catch up, right? Get your act together. Because what's the fun 2-3 years down from the prosperity portal? We're all, you know, having these fancy meetings in these different places. And you're like, I can't afford to come. It's like, come on, what were you doing? Get your act together. Akansha, come on, get your business going. And next time we're going to meet in wherever we want to meet. Bali is a good place. Bhutan is a good place. Let's meet in some cool places, right?
Yeah, totally agree.
Yeah, and then
we have to up our game.
For us. Yeah, Shilpa will. Shilpa is excellent with exercising. She'll make the exercise.
Yes, totally.
She will make us do tapping. Rituparna will tell us about how to live consciously and eat healthy. And each one of us will share our gifts with each other. Rai will. Everybody who hasn't made a million yet, Rai will say, "Come, I'll give you some $1 million ideas." Rai will give $1 million ideas. Everybody will help each other out. So now stop thinking like broke. And now, Sanjita, you'll also be there. And you'll be telling us how your kids are doing so well. And going to all the top universities. Yeah. And so it is. Tathastu, tathastu, tathastu. Let's meet in Bhutan. Already the plan is happening. Let's meet in Bhutan. I'll also be there. And one holiday, I think, Lakshmi, who's gifting us the holiday to Mauritius? I'm forgetting. Maldives, Mauritius.
Sanjita,
you're gifting us, right? Get ready.
Yeah, I will.
Not only your kids, you have to take care of all of us also.
Yeah, all of you.
Chalo, let's make a nice big Mayurma. Good wishes. And we say together, Mayurma. Infinite, infinite blessings. Somebody was asking, there's a PDF. I don't know. Actually, this book was sent to me free of cost by T. Harv Eker. I must have signed up for something. He just posted this book to me. I didn't even buy this book. So he probably gives this book away for free. Look on the website, look on the internet, or look for a PDF copy of this. Otherwise, in any case, we're reading this. We'll keep our reading sessions going. Maybe next Saturday again, we can connect. And meanwhile, Shilpa will prepare her presentation. We'll let you know about that as well.
Yes.
All right. Goodbye, everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you, Nitya.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. 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 Kubera.
Kubera. Looking at us.
Kubera, Kubera, Kubera image.
Thank you, Nitya.
So nice.
Bye-bye.
When we meet in Bali, we'll all go like this. People say, what are they doing? Yay! Yeah. secret password. What are the password to enter? You do the same. Okay,
Kubera calling.
Kash, ठीक से करो, ऐसे नहीं है, ऐसे गलत कर रहे हो, देखो ऐसे पैसे नहीं आ रहे तुम्हारे लिए, तुम गलत कर रहे हो, ऐसे करो. That was the main problem. You were doing Kubera mudra like this. Now we know what the problem was all along.
The mobile in one hand, only one hand here. Half Kubera.
Half Kubera. All right.
Bye-bye. Have a wonderful Saturday.
Have a wonderful time. Bye-bye.
Have a nice weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye.